Hello, everyone. This is psychic medium and angel messenger George Corey. I really appreciate your being with me. Before we jump into this process I'm going to teach you, I wanted to share a little bit with you about myself and how I get into this line of work. My grandmother was a gifted psychic medium, and it was she who helped me to cultivate the gift of spirit communication. I went to Catholic grade school and was tortured by nuns. It's actually okay. I managed to get out alive. When I was in class, I saw spirits of the nuns' departed loved ones. I didn't realize that they were dead, and I always loved engaging them in conversation. Every week I was dragged by my ear, or some other body part, down to the principal's office, and you would hear things like, "Young man, you're in league with the devil. You're going straight to hell. You're going to amount to no good." Well, somehow I survived Catholic school, and to this day, I love speaking with departed loved ones. I had my first experience at the age of 5 as I was drifting off to sleep one night. I had a visitation from an angelic being. I realize now that this was my guardian angel. I remember feeling this wonderful loving presence in the room, and this was the first of many visits. I continued to speak and work with my angels daily. As my relatives started to pass, I realized I had the ability to communicate with them. And it's been the most wonderful journey, and I'm so happy that you've joined me. So this process that I received was given to me by an angel, and it was an answer to a prayer of mine to be able to teach people a simple way in which they could communicate with departed loved ones. Now, I know there are many people out there who will tell you that you have to be born to have a facility with this process of mediumship or psychic intuition. That absolutely is not true. We all come from spirit. We are all made up of spirit. And that energy that we are all born into is the thing that fuels and facilitates the process both of psychic intuition and communicating with the other realms. So we all have it. I would say the one caveat is that, like playing the piano, if you want to get really good at it, you have to practice. And I would say one of the safest ways to do that is through meditation. So this process that we're going to do now is very simple. Anybody can do it. You don't have to have any special training. All you really need is a desire in your heart to communicate with a loved one in spirit. This will include not only people, but animals. And yes, I'm here to tell you, if you have some doubt, that our four-legged friends in the animal realm absolutely have a soul. They do continue just as we do. All you have to do is to look into the eyes of your dog and cat, or a horse, or a cow, or a llama, and, I mean, my gosh, how could you say that they don't have a spirit or a soul? So I'm going to invite you now to find a spot, wherever you are, where you can sit comfortably and will be uninterrupted. I'll also encourage you not to engage in any operating of heavy machinery. If you have any sharp objects, cutlery, put them down. You have to just sit uninterrupted. Get into a spot now where you can breathe comfortably, where your body is as comfortable as possible, sitting with a straight spine, and if possible, your arms and legs uncrossed, in an attitude of being open to spirit will be best. All right? So just take a few more deep breaths now. Okay, let's begin together. And if you will, just take in one deep breath, nice and leisurely, in and out. And another one, in and out. As you continue to breathe, give yourself the suggestion, if you will, that you will relax further and deeper. Know that you are completely safe and sound. Just continue to inhale and exhale. That's great. And your only responsibility, your only task, is to be present in this moment. Be here with me now. Let go of the past. Let go of any thoughts or concerns about the future, so that you can be in this powerful moment of the present, where all healing, all positive creation, all good is born and flourishes. That's great. You're doing great. As you continue to breathe and relax, just listen to me now as I say this prayer. And if you will, if you'd like, silently repeat this with me. Take in another deep breath. Exhale. And just repeat these words with me silently. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, ascended masters, teachers, and guides. Thank you to all of my loved ones in spirit. Thank you for your blessings, your friendship, and your love. And so it is. All right, now I'll encourage you to imagine that as you're breathing in and out, that breath is actually coming from the center of your chest. Gently, that breath comes in and goes out from the center of your chest. This is a spot often called the heart center or the heart chakra. So continue to breathe in and out of your heart chakra. And really feel the energy behind that breath. Can you feel the energy of life as it moves through you? Focusing on your heart center once again. Please join me in thinking of three things, just three things, that you have to be grateful for. They can be as simple or as apparently mundane as you wish. Do that now. Three things to be grateful for. All right, that's great. Now, as you continue to think about these things that you have to be grateful for, feel into the energy behind that gratitude. Feel it in your heart center. And as you breathe, allow that energy, the feeling of gratitude, to move through your whole body, circulate like a gently moving stream through your entire body now and every cell in your body. Can you feel the cells coming alive now? Isn't that great? What a wonderful feeling. Allow that energy to continue to move. And what you are experiencing now, this energy, this feeling of gratitude, is in fact love. It is the universal source of each and every life form in the universe. That love has the power to heal you, to transform negative situations into positive, to bring you prosperity, creative ideas, friendships, real true friendships and love, and all good. So just sit in this energy now, open your heart, and allow yourself to really take this in. It's a tremendous gift you can give to yourself. You can also send this energy out into the world just by a thought. Send it to your loved ones, to places or people in the world that might be troubled, to spots in the world that are troubled. There's no shortage of them. You're doing great. Do you feel a change in the way you're feeling? Do you feel better? Do you feel more positive and uplifted? Just stay with me now as we continue. So when a loved one passes, we miss them so much, in part because we're missing the physical contact, the affection, the touch, the love that's expressed in a physical way. However, the truth is that your loved ones, just as you, are eternal. We never die. You never die. None of your loved ones ever die. They are simply moved now to another plane of existence, minus the physical body. We are connected with them throughout eternity, through our hearts. Anyone you have ever loved and who has ever loved you is connected with you throughout eternity. Bring your attention to your heart. And as you sit in that energy of love, your true essence, your true self, think now about one loved one who has passed into the spiritual world with whom you'd like to make contact. Do that now with me. And now focus on the center of your chest, on your heart center. This energy of love. Allow that energy now to expand in front of you, coming from your heart center, like a giant beacon of light. And as you breathe and you relax, that beacon gets bigger and bigger. breathing and relaxing now. Expand your awareness to that loved one and spirit that you are thinking of. Can you feel them connecting with you now through their spirit, from your heart center to theirs? That's all you have to do. It's so simple and so easy. It's just like breathing. Invite them now to come closer. Feel your heart centers connecting. Just breathe and relax. Can you feel that? They're here with you now. That's all you have to do. So I invite you now to sit with them. Exchange your expression of love for them. And take some moments now to communicate with them. You can ask them anything you wish. You can express something to them. Just take these few moments with me now to sit with them in the space of love. Enjoy this exchange. I will call you back. Breathing and relaxing. And just maintain in your heart center this connection now with your loved one. Keep your awareness there as you tune into the sound of my voice. And I'll ask you now, for just the time being, to complete your communication with them. That's great. Realize that you can return to this place in time and space at any time whatsoever. So again, just for the time being, I'll ask you to bid them farewell, just for this moment. You can embrace them, kiss them, express your gratitude and love. Now I'll invite you, as you take the next few breaths, to gently bring your attention back to your physical body. You might gently move your arms and legs and rub your feet on the floor, rub your hands together. And when you do this, very gently, very slowly, at your own pace, open your eyes. This is George Corey. Thank you so much for being with me. You can visit me on the web at spiritlovesyou.com. I'd also really appreciate it if you share the site with loved ones, friends, family, anyone you know who might benefit from this work. All of the spoken contents of this recording are copyright by George Corey, All rights are reserved. All of the music contained on this recording is copyright by Lion Harp Music and is used by permission of Mr. Arye Frankfurter. All rights are reserved. You can visit him on the web at lionharp.com.